You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Eusebius Makaiser on 702
for the curious.
So I got a simple question for you between now and 11 o'clock. What comes up for you ahead of Father's Day? But, you know, what thoughts do you have? What memories do you have of your dad? Are they painful? Are they happy memories? The coolest thing about your dad? The most uncool thing? Ways in which you thought you're going to be different to your dad? And lo and behold, now you hear things as a 45-year-old man and they say to you, Zandis, Nets was your pa. You know what I mean? You always think you're not going to be your dad when you grow up. But like, what comes up for you with Father's Day? And also, I know it can be triggering for many people. I always spare a thought for people who don't have moms or dads left or who had painful relationships with them. So Father's Day and Mother's Day is a celebration, but sometimes it's also painful. Or it could be fun. You know, what comes up for you with me? If I think about my dad, so many memories. I hope he's not listening because he's a softy, that one. He'll chunk if I say some nice things about him on radio. One of them is that I don't have a single memory of my dad hitting me. He was ahead of his time. Not once did my dad hit me. Isn't that a cool memory, Abel? We weren't smacked once by our dad. So that's one memory that I have of my dad growing up is just that. The other is that we have exactly the same sense of humor, which is dry and weird. We can sit in PE at Green Acres and stare at people and just like laugh ridiculously, you know? So I've got part of my sense of humor. Actually, a third thing. I wonder whether you've had a similar experience. If you like your dad, one of the things that happen is you think that what your dad does is the coolest thing on earth. So for example, my dad was in the army. And I remember growing up as a kid, I never had any class jealousy that some of my classmates and friends had parents that were teachers, that were headmaster, and what have you. I was like, no, surely the coolest job on earth is to be a soldier. And I thought that as a kid because my dad was a soldier. He was in the army. So in my head, I thought the gold standard of being a cool dad is to be in the army because my dad is in the army. And I wonder what comes up for you. What memories, good or bad, interesting, fun, painful, difficult, hilarious, and ways in which maybe you have become your dad that you thought, I love my dad, but this is the one part of his behavior that I'm not going to reproduce. 011-883-0702.
Connect.
Engage.
Change.
This
is 702
for the curious.
Okay, so I just want you to call in and tell me what comes up for you when I say Father's Day. Do you get difficult emotions? Do you have fun memories? What was the coolest thing about your dad? Do you have anything planned for this weekend? Or is it a difficult time for you? 011-883-0702. Or when you hear other people speaking about their relationship with their dads, are there things that you wish were also true of you? That maybe because your dad wasn't around, there's something that you didn't learn or couldn't have learned. I know it can be really, really difficult. I was thinking about this morning, and there's so many songs that come to mind for me. There's one I want to play a little bit later. I want to play one a little bit now while I'm waiting for your calls. And this is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful one of a son that really it's time to let go of dad's relationship with you. It's very hard for dad to accept that as well. Son has agency, wants to be his own person. And of course, I'm talking about this absolute classic, if memory serves, not that I was born yet. This is a 1969 classic by Yusuf Islam, who was at the time known as Cat Stevens, father and son. Another solid gold hit.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow. that your dreams may not.
Oh man, I love this track. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And it speaks to one of the challenges, not just dad and son, I think parents and children in general. Learning to respect the agency of your child who now has to let go, go out into the world and be your own person. And dad has to just take a back seat a little bit. Tumelo, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Sirius. How are you?
I'm good. Feeling a little bit reflective.
Yeah, deep diving into the soul right now. So I had two very deep memories with my father, and I've turned out exactly the same way. The guy would, in the morning, and it just agitated me, in the morning, everybody switches on the light to go bath or whatever. He'd be like a tyrant, switching off all the lights and telling us to switch off the heat in the morning. And I used to tell myself I would never do that. And no matter what I do now, I'm the guy who switches off the plug and takes off all the heat in the morning. And I said, this makes no sense. It's in the morning, the heat is off. I'm flying them just in case anyone leaves the heater on the whole day. So that's like a warmth in that keeps you there. And then the other one was, you couldn't ask the guy a simple question. You just couldn't ask him, what kind of bus is that? Then he goes into the history of everything. You couldn't stop that. But that may be a critical thing. So I also can't stop that now. I take it as an opportunity to educate my kids. But
yes.
My wife always says sometimes you just ask him just to give him a simple answer. But yeah, so
that's
when
beautiful.
I think about it now, that's,
that's beautiful. It's amazing, right? We were talking about genetics earlier. It's amazing how sometimes we become our parents. My late mom would always say to me, particularly if I did something that annoyed her, "Jason, that's your bloody pa." And I was like, well, really? It must be genetic.
There's no shaking it. No,
there's only so much you can do.
True.
Thanks, Tumelo. Have a beautiful weekend and a wonderful Father's Day. Andrew, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sivis.
Good morning.
What I want to say, I'm from, my son is 8 years old. I'm from a Father's Day event at school.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I missed work for it. I mean, I think these things are very important because, you know, you sort of like, you build them up. I mean, like, when they're playing, I mean, they're silly games. You just run around playing games. All the dads are there and the kids are there. And you know what was very important is that after the thing, after when I dropped him off at home just now, I said, thank you, Daddy, for attending, Father.
Oh.
And when you realize how important, I mean, some of the social challenges we face, young men in society, are partly because, you know, we're never there. There are some, not all, I mean, some are not there for their kids, especially the boys.
Yes.
But if they can open up to you and you have that friendship relationship, I mean,
your I agree.
Be able to come and just jump on your lap and run around and say, Daddy, this, and he tells you, let me sit down, you listen. And it's not a one day thing, it's a lifestyle you have to live. And he's supposed to be your friend.
Yeah.
And you are also his friend. You talk to him,
absolutely,
share ideas.
Absolutely.
When you ask you things, I mean, and you will be surprised how much 8 year olds and, you know, 5 year olds know about what's happening.
And you cannot turn back the hands of time. So even if you think, son, dad's got to go to work, that's why dad is able to pay for you to go to whatever school.
Mm.
I understand the pressure that dads are under, but the reality of the matter is that the memories that you create 30 years from now, your son is going to call into whoever will be the new Eusebius MacKaiser then and say, you know what? I'm so glad that my dad came to that school event, Eusebius. And that's now been a tradition that I've passed on as a dad as well. Because sometimes we think that your contribution ends with papgeld. Well, children have more needs than papgeld, and the memories are things that you will not be able to recreate. Your son is going to be a little one only once in the cycle of his life, and to try and be present in dialogue with your son, to be a friend to your son when your son is 18 or 21 and you didn't do it before the age of 13, you can't go back to that time. Time happens once. Absolutely. Thank you, Andrew. Thanks so much for that. 011-883-0702. Taking your odes for your father, your thoughts that come up, what kind of a father are you? But also, just more simply, when I say Father's Day, when I say those two words, what comes up for you? 011-883-0702.
Eusebius MacKaiser on 702.
Call Eusebius on 011-883-0702.
Hello, Guy. Are you there, Guy?
Yep.
Thanks for calling in. What do you want to share? What comes up for you when I talk about Father's Day?
Three things. So my father was quite an old man when he had me, 56.
Mm.
His insatiable appetite for reading, you know, it's a window to the world. He'd read 3 or 4 books a day and try to instill that in us.
Yes.
Which put me in good stead. Secondly, his unwavering belief and efforts around man as maketh man. And I think, again, instilled that in our children. You know, even with my brother and I running to get into a mall, or and we didn't open the door for my mum, we would get burning ears. And then lastly, breakfast for him. He insisted on having at least 1 or 2 meals as a family.
Yes.
And if we were away at boarding school or army, and we came back and we had the time to meet with our mates the night before, still, 7 o'clock was breakfast time with Dad.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, regardless of the state you were in, you needed to be there, contribute, have a good conversation, and woe behold if you were slightly hungover or bubbler. You know, that wasn't acceptable.
I love that. That is absolutely gorgeous. Do you have kids of your own?
I do. I have one.
And have any of these traditions got into your own life, or have you formed your own traditions as Dad? Are you also passing on chivalry?
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in its foundation to, yeah, I do. I believe it's the foundation to society.
Yeah.
Luckily, my daughter is an avid reader, but I think that's more after a mother.
Yes.
Look, she's a little tomboy, so I think she's picking up as much as she can the etiquette of
man. Ah, that's gorgeous.
It's set me in good stead for everything that I do. So he was an amazing figurehead in my life.
That's stunning. That's beautiful. Enjoy Father's Day, Guy. What beautiful memories. Skinny, good morning.
Good morning to you. Just want to share with everybody that I have the most beautiful story that others also may be having. I am now 64 years old. My dad is 83.
Oh, wow.
And at the age of 13, my dad sat me down, and then he explained to me that, you know, he's actually not my dad, but he's actually my mom. For 13 years, there was no indication that he was not a male, because we shared everything that a father and son, father and daughter would, you know, sort of exchange. And we as kids never realized that our dad has actually passed on, and my mom had decided to stay single but raise us, you know, as the protector and the provider. So out there, I want to say, Dad, you are the most wonderful person. I respect you. You've educated me. You provided for me. And there is no one that can replace you. Thank you so much.
I've got nothing more to say. I want to go home. That is so beautiful, Skinny. I do have one question. I'm very, very interested, because I'm 40 and my dad still thinks of me as his lighty. Does Dad still think of you as a little girl, even though you are 63?
Yes.
That will never change. Wow. Tissues moment, eh? Cardi's cards and what have you.
Eusebius Makaiser.
Eusebius Makaiser.
On 702.
Wow. Millie, hello.
Hi. Just a short, quick one about my amazing, wonderful father. He's been dead a very long time now. When he died, he left me enough money to buy a house, a small house in Ringsgrove. And I've now been in this house 42 years. He was the most amazing. If he saw that I was running out of food or didn't have, he would arrive with a big packet of food, vegetables, anything. Every single day, I'd go one of those old houses with those beautiful roofs. I just look up there and I thank him for keeping a roof over my head for all these years. And when it rains and storms and does everything else, I just lie here looking up and thanking him that I have got a roof over my head for all these years.
Mm.
And that was my dad. He was the best.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Millie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Zakele, good morning.
Good morning, Eusebius. I had a wonderful father, man. He didn't have much, but I stayed with him. From Mpumalanga, I came to Johannesburg to study. He lost his job that very year. And see, one thing he told me, man, you got to think like a man, think like a leader. You cannot just allow situations to overwhelm you. And, you know, I could see that this was very difficult on him, but, you know, he stayed strong. And it rubbed off on me because you go through things in life and you remember the words that your father said,
yeah,
and you remember his actions.
Yes.
And so, you know, I lost my job and things were a bit tough, you know. And when you remember that your father also went through the same thing and you saw his behavior, he didn't cow down and become a wimp, man, I tell you, it rubbed off. And I really thank him. He didn't have much, but, you know, I really do respect him even to this day.
Mm. Thank you, Zakele. Yeah. Thanks so much for your reflections. Tabi, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm just enjoying these deep reflections. It's amazing, eh?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, what our dads do and do not do, both the good and the bad.
Yes. I want to speak about my late dad who passed away in 2015.
Mm.
And I will say he was such a wonderful dad. He became a template in my life, especially when it comes to relationships. So I wouldn't settle for less.
Mm-hmm.
I was not in a relationship looking for a father figure. And I knew what I wanted because I've been given all the love from the father who didn't have nothing, but he took care of us.
Mm-hmm.
So he became a template when it comes to relationships, the love I'm getting from my partner, and I'm glad I had a dad like you.
Stunning. Thanks for that tribute, Tabi. Let's take one more call. Rachel, thank you so much for holding on.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. What memories of dad comes up for you?
My dad was a hero. What I just said to the gentleman that received the call is that my dad died in 2012 and I'm now 47 years old, and I remember him most of the time, every Sunday. Because on a Sunday, my dad used to have a car. And then he would tell us that we must have a bath, and then we must carry his briefcase and his Bible, and then we must walk to church. And then he's starting his car and saying, but you guys, I must find you in church. So I've tried this with my family, really. And then when he arrives at church earlier than us, what will happen that when we come home, they will have their lunch first, then we'll have the leftovers. But now I've tried with my kids. It's not working anymore. When I leave them behind, they don't come to church. So every time I have to get to church late, because that's the first note that I have from my dad. And he had passion for people.
Yes.
Even when we come out of church and people will say, we don't have food, you invite everybody.
Mm.
Come to my house, have all the food. And then I say, Dad, but what about us? He said, don't worry, we'll sort something out. He was my hero. He is actually still best for me.
I love it. Yeah. That's gorgeous.
He's late for 7 years, but I still have good memories for him.
Mm.
I wish all the people that have lost their dads also have only good memories about their dads, because it's celebrating the life that you had with them.
Yeah, dads are complex. Dads often make mistakes. Dads can be harmful. Dads can be implicated in the conversation we're about to have with Dr. Eve. And sometimes dads have to be divorced. Sometimes dads are toxic. Sometimes dads are monsters. Sometimes dads are victims. Sometimes dads are survivors. Sometimes dads are horrible because they have a horrible past and they have also intergenerationally reproduced bad behavior they experienced. It is messy and it is complicated. It's called life.